Still down with the underground.
Hey, it's noon on hump day. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. Thanks for being with us. Midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. College football corner at 12:20. We'll talk a bit more about Georgia and Florida and some of the other big games coming up this weekend as well. And then the back page with Bo at 12:20.
This came through when we were on had Arch on and everything and looking at Joe Patrick, because obviously he's up there at Flower, the boys' bit the other day. But Raheem Morris comes in. He preempts one of the first questions of the presser saying, quote, "We cannot rush the passer." Says it's an issue of individuals not winning the rush battles, which is and that it see that they see more rush wins in practice than they are seeing through eight games. I mean,
I mean, I also understand. Like, look, you guys can keep asking me about it every week, and I understand why you do, because it's a story for sure.
Yes,
But we're not good at it, and I don't know what to tell you.
Yes, but I mean, he just told you they're not winning their one-on-one. They're not winning their one-on-one matchups.
How come?
That and see the how come part about it is like,
or just sorry, why?
Yeah, and then you come back to as a head coach, you're like, what I just said, we're not winning our one on one matchups.
Oh, but why is that?
Because we're not.
Oh,
then, because you can say there's a lot of things. Well, we're not very good at it.
That
but he can't say that.
He can't say that.
Yeah, he can't say that.
I know that the why the why to that one is he is unspoken.
Yes.
I think we know. He certainly can't say it, which is why every day we look at different lists of potential trade candidates and start dreaming about them.
Yeah, man.
This one seems legit, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was just on
the one that you just mentioned in the break seems legit.
Yeah, it was on the NFL. Just they're doing like potential trades because the trade deadline's coming up, and they had obviously Atlanta looking for defensive line. They had Clay's coming back.
Clay's Campbell.
Clay's down in Miami.
Was here last year.
Yeah, they put another
nice year.
They put another name up there that I didn't know it would be available, which is Trey Hendrickson.
Now that would be a real dream.
Yeah, but Trey Hendrickson is going to take a two at least, because you don't have your three. I'm not going to say what it would take.
A lot.
It would take a lot.
Like.
It would take a lot. I don't know if it would take a two necessarily. No. But
all that guy does is get to the quarterback.
Yes, yes.
And just torture.
And he's very unhappy.
Yeah, and they suck.
And they suck. So, I mean, and Joe Burrow did come out and say they can win with eight out of the next 10 and make the playoffs. So.
Yes, that's true.
He said that. He said, it's going to get at least, it's going to be, it's going to, he said, we're going to leave.
How?
We're going to need at least 10
How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
We're going to press conference is just to ask quick one-word follow-ups, just to be like, you want to diagram that
one?
So
you about to get Stephon Diggs.
Because you got
Trayvon Diggs. I mean, you about to get Trayvon Diggs.
These guys, now.
You got to get Trayvon.
Yeah, I mean, look, if how or why is getting me Trayvon, I can deal with that. Yeah. I did a legitimate question about what he was doing on that play. What's he doing on that play?
But see, no. That's not. He might have said that. That might have been the caption. But that ain't what he meant. He was loafing.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't ask what you were doing on that play, because I just generally wanted to know. No, you put that caption in that video up there to show everybody that he's loafing.
Yeah, we all know what you're doing.
Yeah, we
on
all
that
know
play.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
So don't.
But don't be mad at me for bringing it up.
No,
be mad at you for doing it.
Why you got to bring it up? And that's why he was mad. That's exactly why he was mad.
We're getting mad at NFL reporters for bringing up what NFL players are doing during games.
That's exactly why he was mad, because it's a negative thing about him.
Right.
You know. He was loafing.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that you put it out there like you try to clown me or something, bro.
I'm just asking.
But no, exactly. You no. See, even him, even the reporter who did it was not asking. He was clowning.
Maybe.
No. Ain't no maybe.
Well, here's the thing, though.
He was clowning.
But if you weren't loafing, which you should be clowned for,
exactly.
Then explain it.
Yep.
If you weren't, you were, then get clowned. You know what I mean?
But that's not what he's looking at as. He's looking at it as, who the hell you think you are to put that out
Fair
there
enough.
On me?
Fair
that's
enough.
I'm just looking at it from an athlete perspective. Now, me looking at the clip, you're loafing.
You're loafing.
You're loafing.
If there's another explanation for it, hit us with it.
No, because you don't know ball.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it always comes back to.
Baldies.
Which was the best, Like, and that's the bottom line, is I just don't want to be questioned whether I'm not trying hard or whatever.
Right.
Which is fine. I don't want to be questioned, and that is what it is.
but
let's not try to make it, like, more complicated than that. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes these guys try to be like, well, the technique. No, man, you just didn't try hard on a play.
You didn't try. You loafed.
And it was obvious to the public, and it was brought up on a public platform.
But the thing about it was, I don't know how many followers that dude had.
I don't know who
he is. Let's say he has 10,000 followers, okay? 9,000. 70 didn't see that.
Maybe.
They didn't.
I don't
know. They didn't actually see when it happened. And then now you put it on your platform.
But isn't it his job to show? Right?
Ooh.
Like, if it's your job to cover the team.
We're not arguing that. I'm just saying, but he didn't mean it as no, well, what
hey,
is he doing
here?
Look
what he's doing on
look
this
what
play.
He's doing on the play. That was, you know what I'm saying? It went like this.
Yeah.
you know the connotation.
No, I know the tone with which he asked the question. I just think it's a reasonable question to ask of a guy who was loafing on a play.
But then he don't look at it like that. Like, you don't know ball.
Right,
you
exactly.
You know what I was doing. Well, Trayvon, a lot of people do know ball, and I'm sure this guy knows ball, and you were damn loafing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, okay.
It was funny, though.
It was
funny.
Again.
He came out the locker room.
That's all you have to do. If you just want to be honest with a reporter about, I just don't like you questioning, whether you're right or not, I don't like you questioning me, question these.
Yes.
That's
awesome.
Funny.
Awesome.
No, like when people try to make it like actually a debate about whether or not I was doing the right thing or you know enough to be questioning me or whatever. No, I just don't want to be questioned by you. I don't like you. Maybe we have a past, whatever. Question these. And then it's great.
Yeah.
And then it ends in a laugh and we all move on from it. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so Diontae Johnson's on the move.
Yeah.
Kind of knew that was going to happen. Didn't know where he was going to go. He'll be a Raven. Fifth round draft pick. It cost to get him out of Carolina. It's nice. Nice little change of location.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean getting out of Charlotte. I mean not being on that team anymore. We'll see how it works.
I don't
like it's always hard to just add pieces like that midseason.
Well, their punt returner's hurt. He is a punt returner naturally. Mm-hmm. And you know, they got Zay Flowers and Bateman, and I was reading somewhere, I think Josina just put it out there. The Ravens are not saying he's coming to replace them. He's gonna be added, and they are one of the lower as far as 11 personnel in the league. They got the number one freaking offense running 12 personnel.
Yeah, they're
staying 12 personnel, monkey.
That's the thing. It's like I get making the trade to address some injuries, but don't get too cute.
Yeah, don't get too cute with it. But they are saying that's why they don't play 11 personnel a lot. They are strictly a 12 personnel team. You're the number one offense in the league.
Yeah.
Continue to do that.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're doing fine. And Kyle Hamilton makes an interception.
Yes.
You win that game, and people are talking less about it. That is that specifically Hamilton not making that interception was the issue on that play. They don't defend the pass great.
Well, I mean, Marlin and all of them were out.
Their secondary is
injured. Marlin and those guys, they were out. They still don't do it a lot.
Yeah.
Their issue, they got issues just like the Falcons. They can't rush the passer.
Yeah.
And his name? Is it Mbunke? That defensive tackle that got all the money in this offseason.
Oh, yeah. Matabuka,
thank you. He ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, homie, we cashed out. Can we get some production? I mean, Roquan just rushed the hell out the passer here in Georgia. Are they going to start sending him?
I don't know.
They got to figure something out.
Yeah.
They got to figure something out.
It's weird to look at Baltimore's defense and be like, oh, they're kind of not tough like you would expect them to be.
Yeah.
They got players, but they're not as stout as they normally are.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud here talking about, unfortunately, the season-ending injury to one of their wide receivers, Stephon Diggs.
It's not easy. It's not something that I just can have a whole bunch of words for. I just try to think positively about it, but, you know, it's not a bunch of positive thoughts, and I just really feel bad for him.
Yeah, you hate to see it.
Yeah, man, especially you think about with Stephon Diggs. Stephon basically is like, I want out of Buffalo. Buffalo, like, we want to get you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Houston was like, well, we don't want to take on this contract. Fine, I'll void out these years, and this will be my only year here. And then he gets hurt because he was going, this was last year with his contract because the other 3 years were voided after that. And so you feel bad and everything for him as far as he'd make plenty of bread and somebody give him an opportunity, you know, this next offseason, whether it's Houston or whatever. But, I mean, you're without Nico Collins, who was balling before he get. I mean, dude got pulled his hamstring on a 70-yard touchdown. You know, but their biggest issue, they can't protect.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to find some way to keep this young guy upright. Obviously, you're going to see more of Joe Mixon. And I don't know how much longer Nico. I think he has one more week, I think, before he's eligible.
I think one more week for him.
Yeah.
And then Tank Dell had been banged up as well, too.
Yeah,
so
they're up it right
Mixon
now.
Mixon had been hurt earlier in the season, too. So, yeah, they've had a lot of injuries on that offense.
But they can't protect. They're off. Their line is bad.
Here's Jerry Jones. The reason we're playing this is because the Falcons play the Cowboys this week. There's really no other point to talk about him or them, but it is relevant because of the matchup, saying something that I don't agree with.
But I have a lot of faith in these players, and I have a lot of faith in this coaching staff. We'll have some players coming back that have played critical roles for us. We ought to get better. 17-game season. Let's get this thing turned around and have a storybook ending to a rough start.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope that you don't.
You don't want any turnarounds or storybook endings around here.
Hell no, we don't, because the Falcons need to win this football game.
They do.
But, I mean, It's always hard for me to comprehend that the reason that they can't win Super Bowl is because of Jerry. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, Jerry does a presser so they can't win. Jerry does this and they can't win.
Yeah.
No, Jerry messed this up this year because of the bull jiving. He knew that he had to get Dak and CD done. And the order, and you get that done, then you got all that space. And he waited until they about to kick off the game to get Dak, and maybe a week before you get CD. And then you clear up all this cap space.
But then that is him, right?
Yeah. And that's what he does.
Right.
But that's what he does. That's what Jerry does stuff when he wants to do it.
Right. Which is, I think, a fair critique of Jerry and his job. Because Jerry, and he does it for a reason. Yes. Like, Jerry's not just dragging his feet. He knows the longer he waits on that, the more headlines they get.
Yes.
And the more value his franchise. Yes. Like, he's played it perfectly from a
monetary.
From a promotional standpoint. Yeah. Like, I don't know that there's another person in charge of any franchise in American sports that has built the narrative and the interest and everything around a team better than him based on really nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they've been bad for a while.
But,
like,
but that's the thing about it is I think
it's not bad.
Not bad.
They've been good the last couple years.
They won 12 games 3 years in a row.
Right.
We're talking about, you know, this is Super Bowl type thing.
Right, but let's obviously 12 regular season wins is great. That level of attention usually comes to teams that win playoff games.
Yeah.
They've won like two playoff games.
That's the thing about it, but he keeps them relevant and all those other things.
And it irritates me.
And it's the most, I mean, it's the highest grossing franchise, sports franchise in the damn world.
I know.
We're talking about Arsenal, the world.
He's done a great job at that.
The world, Craig.
I know.
But, I mean, they are just, you know, and this year, unlike those other 12 and 3, they're not talented.
Mm-mm.
They got more expensive, but they didn't get more talented. And, you know, but one thing about Jerry take care of his boy, his guys now. It might be like Dak and him, but he's going to pay his guys. That's why they had them good, that offensive line for so long with Fredericks and Martin and Ty, because they paid them all and they kept them all there. But and they usually draft well, too. But now it's just not there.
No, they're not very good. Yeah. So hopefully the Falcons take advantage of that on Sunday. We'll spend a lot more time throughout the week talking about how they can do that. The Colts have benched Anthony Richardson in favor of Joe Flacco. No, not with all the information that we have.
Yeah.
Still, it's tough to, I mean.
I know.
Maybe teams are being a little quicker to be like, all right, this isn't it. We got to win.
Dude, I agree with that. But you understand, they drafted this dude knowing he was a project. Mm-hmm. He was raw.
Mm-hmm.
But you drafted number 4 overall. And you remember last year, we're like, Michigan ain't starting in front of this guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to start day one. And he played pretty good until he didn't know how to slide.
Right.
I still think, and I know a lot of people want to debate it, and some people on one side, some people on the other side, that tapping out, it elevated his bad play.
It had to have.
Because the thing about it is, how's he going to get better if he don't play? And I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah, he was playing bad, but they probably would have let him continue playing bad learning. But when you do that right there, and I don't know how his teammates do, because again, the teammate, the dynamic of the player is different. You know, that's still my brother, and we got his back and all those different things. And you say all that out there, but how do you react to it? Because I ain't never seen, and I've heard all the contemporary foreign players, ain't none of us ever seen that crap before.
No.
Ain't none of us ever seen that.
No. When you've got people, lifelong football people, yourself and others being like, yeah, I never seen that.
And one of the teammates came out, well, he did have to throw off a 300-pound man. Huh?
That's a nice try to have your brothers back.
Yeah.
That's a nice try. Huh? You know who's really good at telling us who isn't very good at quarterback? Joe Flacco. Because wherever he signs, that guy sucks. Like, he goes there, and then he takes, like, why did Joe Flacco sign there? Because the guy's not good, and I want to play. Deshaun Watson, Anthony Richardson.
Did he play well in New York?
Zach Wilson.
He played in good New York.
If Joe signs on your team, your starter sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to College Football Corner after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hang on. Got to take a call.
I knew you going to do that. I don't know.
Oh, it's just election people. Leave me alone.
Dude.
Quit calling me.
Dude.
God. And texting me.
I like what Peter Burns tweeted out. He said, if you've already voted, you should be able to not get those calls anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've already voted, you should not be able to get calls or texts anymore.
I 100% agree with that. Yeah. But I also think even if you haven't, you should not have to get those calls or texts anymore either. Because I didn't ask for them.
Yeah,
you know what I
agree.
Mean? Like, we're all here. We're listening. We're listening to the radio. You guys are listening to us. We're listening to each other and the commercials. We hear it. Nonstop. We know it's coming up, okay? Please go vote. Yeah. But, like, leave me alone.
Leave me the hell alone. Kirk Cousins has won Offensive Player of the Week. Yeah, Offensive Player of the Week, second time.
Wow.
Good for him.
Both times against the Bucks, huh?
Yeah, crazy, huh?
Yeah, he's really owned those guys this year.
Killer.
He's a Bucks killer.
Yeah, he's a Buck killer. who did the Bucks in back in the day bow each other, right?
Like Pirates?
Yeah, Pirates.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because in the Buccaneer, would... Buccaneer is a pirate.
Yeah, Buccaneers is another name for a pirate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they fought other, like...
Well, they would just, like, roll up on people, other boats,
mm-hmm.
or I'd probably towns.
And take their goods.
Yeah, and, like, pillage,
yeah,
among other things.
Yeah, take their goods.
Yeah, that's what they... Yeah, really.
Yeah.
But and we have a lot of teams named after them.
Yeah, and we talk about...
Pirates, Bucks, Raiders.
The sacks, and it's like... Because that's what... That was the... When they said how many sacks the Giants have, I was like, what?
Yeah, 35.
I was like, damn. Yeah. And I was like... And Dexter Lawrence has 10?
Yeah.
I was like, Dex is balling like that?
Dexter Lawrence has been an absolute one-man wrecking
yes.
this year.
Yes.
He's just, and he's always been good,
yes.
but like,
dude,
he's
another level good.
Another
now.
Level.
He's another yep. level good.
He
now.
Is.
He's out there beating folks' ass.
Yeah. He's got, he leads the NFL. Aiden Hutchinson still is up there, even though he's missed a couple games now. I mean, Will Anderson in Houston is doing really
and then
well.
The young rusher from Iowa State for the Jets, McDonald.
Yeah, Will McDonald. Yeah. He's had a nice start to the season. And then there he is, tied with Kyle Van Noy right there at number 5 in the league with 7 sacks, which is more than the Falcons have of it as a team. Trey Hendrickson.
Yep.
Just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Playing for a bad team.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't understand why you just don't blow it up if you're Cincinnati.
Because didn't he ask for a trade like two off seasons ago,
Trey Hendrickson? Yes, because they didn't want to give him a new contract.
Did he ever get it?
No. He's on he's on his last year's contract.
So he's furious.
Yeah, let him go. Let him go. Y'all need to say that. I mean, you can't sign Jamar anyways because he's franchise. I mean, no, I'm sorry, because he said he was not going to negotiate during the season.
Right.
Which I don't understand why people say that crap. I mean, I still don't understand that. Why people. So you're telling me.
They call you.
Yes.
Wednesday of week 3.
Yes.
And offer you exactly what you want. I guess that would no longer be a negotiation.
Yeah,
right?
But
you'd just be getting...
I don't understand.
If you want to give me money, it doesn't matter what day
exactly.
of the year it is.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm cutting off negotiations. Way to play hardball, dumbass. Whatever. Whatever.
Way to play hardball, dumbass.
Way to play hardball.
That's great.
Yeah.
All it does is make it easy for him. Like,
you know,
great. We don't have to pay you. Great. We don't have to think about it.
Hell no.
Hopefully go out and ball.
Never cutting off no damn negotiations.
Yeah, they're not any good. I was lying to myself, I guess, just because I like Burrow and I like him and the offense can go, and they lost a couple close games. I was like, oh, they're going to figure it out. They're not. They got beat 37-17 on Sunday by the Eagles, who maybe the Eagles have kind of figured it out. I heard they had a little bit of a come to Jesus on offense moment.
Yeah.
Basically, that just meant, hey, let's turn it over less and run Jalen more.
Yes.
Pretty smart.
Kinda I like
got
that.
You to the Super Bowl.
I like that. Got you. Exactly. Got you Super Bowl and MVP conversation.
Yeah. That worked out pretty good a couple years ago. Let's go back to that. Hey, Mark Schlereth is going to join us at 1:20 today. Confirmed.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise enthusiast and NFL insider Mark Schlereth going to join us, talk about all the different stuff we've been getting at, including what's going on with the Falcons. The back page with Bo coming up in 15 minutes. Let's get to a college football corner. All right. Big Saturday coming up. Cocktail party.
Yeah.
Georgia, Florida. This one will be in Jacksonville.
Yes.
We found out that in 26 and 27?
Yes. Our sources.
Sources
let us know.
Sources are telling us. In 26, it'll be here in Atlanta.
Yes.
Mercedes-Benz. 27, it'll be in Tampa.
Yes.
Right?
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
Why not home and home it?
They do have stadiums.
Yes, they do. They
home
do.
And home.
And if you
and they've done it before when they've renovated the stadium.
Yeah, exactly.
Gone home and
they
home.
Did. And if you ask, I promise you, you go up there and you ask, go to Gainesville, you go to Athens and ask the players what they want to do. Mm-hmm. They'll both say, oh, I want to go to the swamp and I want to go between the hedges.
Yeah, no, that's one thing college football has not done much of with all this change over the last few years. What do you think the players want?
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
I'm going to guess it had something to do with the other thing.
It would be great for the Dogs to go to Gainesville and play in the swamp, and obviously for them to come and play between
really
the hedges.
Would be.
It would be great.
It would be really cool.
It would be great.
But alas... probably I would assume money won out.
Just
again.
Got a text from Mike Bell. They're gonna have Kirk Cousins on today.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, they're gonna have Kirk on
Look
today.
Look at that.
So that's all.
Good. I wonder if he can prepare his own like poem.
Yeah,
like he did pregame
for Mike and Carl. Yeah, because we believe that he sits at the table with Miss Cousins.
And we have it, like, I can't say confirmed, and we can't say who, but we got a pretty good source that was like, probably, on that. Like, right? Feel pretty good about that, right? Like, no way Kirk Cousins went in that huddle and freestyled that no cap, trap, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe he can. Now, if it was on our show, it'd be easier because our names already rhyme.
Yes.
So he'd already be halfway there.
Right.
But I'm sure he can come up with something for Dukes
and
Bell.
I'm sure he can. But yeah,
that's awesome. So, yeah, so the quarterback's going to be on with Dukes and Bell this afternoon. Obviously, they're up there in Flowery Branch. They'll talk to Raheem, too.
Yeah. They're going to have Raw, and the player today is going to be Kirk Cousins. So that should be
NFC Offensive Player of the Week, Kirk Cousins.
So that should be a fun interview with that. But I think, you know, the Georgia Florida Week has always been big. I mean, it's been different because Georgia's been the dominant team pretty much the last few years.
Nine out of the last 10.
Somewhere like
right?
And the last thing they beat us, it was Kyle Pitts.
That's right.
Kyle Pitts in the media. And, you know, Georgia, they just have not played a complete game yet. And I think, I keep asking, when is this going to happen? You know, you go into the number one team in America where, and I, like I said, I was up at whatever the 3 o'clock in the morning, Andy, watching game day, and everybody picked Texas.
They
and
sure
it
did.
Wasn't even close.
No, it
and
wasn't.
The line kept moving up. Vegas was taking everything like that, and Georgia went in there and they kicked Texas' butt. And then, you know, you figure out, like, okay, what can we do? And I think it's just simple. Yes, it is simple. Catch the damn ball and stop turning the ball over.
And a lot of those things go hand in hand.
Yep.
Because some of the interceptions have just been tipped or bad routes or whatever. Now, I'm not trying to, like, totally excuse Carson Beck.
Right.
Because he's also played poorly at times. Six out of the last seven, by the way.
Okay.
Not nine out of the last ten.
Okay.
Here's Kirby Smart talking about Carson Beck taking ownership.
Well, I think he's going to own that regardless. You know, if you ask a kid that, they're going to say that. He does need to play better. We need to coach better. We need to execute better. We need the people around him to play better. That's the ownership that a quarterback takes, and I wouldn't expect him to answer any questions like that any other way.
Yeah, because he's a damn quarterback, and he knows that he's the leader of the football team. And the one thing that we talked about, you know, previous to the last couple years, we wanted Georgia to go down the field. Georgia is going down the field
a lot.
Yes, Bobo is calling shots.
That's part of why that run game we were talking about earlier in the show is 15th in the SEC, or maybe even anyway second to last in the SEC. Part of it is because they throw the ball 65% of the time.
Yes, and we're throwing the ball more than I want us to.
Yeah.
Like, I want to run the ball.
Right.
Yes, but the thing about it is, and it goes, oh, God, who do you have? Was it Roddy? I can't remember who we had on Georgia guest song. It might be Roddy. And we're talking about this offensive line isn't as good as we thought it was going to be. And that could be the case right there. But, I mean, I want us to run the ball more. Yep.
I think we're getting a little bit of an indicator as to why the offensive line wasn't as good as we thought it was going to be. And I think it has a lot to do with the center being out in the middle of the season.
Yes.
And then Tate Ratledge being out for time, too. The center was back, and they played way better against
Texas.
Yes, they did. Ratledge actually got Kirby on that one, too. You want to hear Kirby talk about Tate?
We're hopeful. I mean, we think he's going to be able to give us.
Well, I'm hopeful.
He won't be back for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that doesn't mean
hopefully
he worked some last week. Took some reps. Did rehab over the weekend. You know, hopefully he's raring to go. I mean, I know he wants to play in this game. It's really important to him.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, of course it is. But I mean, if you can get those guys, hey, that was Will Guerra.
Wow.
If you can get those things going, then you might have something as far as run game, because I like ETN. He has a lot of damn DeAndre Swift in him, though. Like, just put your foot in the ground and go.
Oh, in good ways and bad ways.
Yeah, good ways and bad ways, because take that hard for him. But he's so slithery, slippery. He gets through the creases and everything. And obviously, you want to see the young boy run the football. But
I thought we were going to see more of him the way he played in that first game.
Yeah, but I mean,
I guess it's pass protection is what they say.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And that's a young player and all those different things. But yeah, if they can find a way to get healthy up front, and that defense continues to play the way it played.
Yeah.
Because
it's a scary proposition for the rest of the country. Like, Georgia hasn't played anywhere near what they're capable of.
That's the best defensive performance they had all year.
That was. And the way they played offense wasn't great, and they still won by two touchdowns on the road. Like, again, we keep saying this. Maybe it's Saturday. They put the second half against Clemson together for a full game and the defensive performance against Texas together for a full game. It's a 40-point win.
Yep.
Nobody wins by 40 in the SEC anymore, though. Smallest margin of victory in conference this season that they've had ever. Every game is decided by like 10 points.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that.
I think it's because Vanderbilt's
kind of
good.
I was going to say, maybe because usually it's a 30-pointer by Vanderbilt.
You used to up your stats when you'd beat Vanderbilt by 60.
Yeah.
Now they're playing, man.
They're playing their ass
You got to play 60 to beat Vanderbilt. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Thanks for being with us on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Which is what, I mean, we kind of just started yelling at that Yankee fan.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we started the show and then got caught up in it and spent the whole first segment on it. So Falcons got the Cowboys on Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Georgia's got Florida. So we'll get back into that, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, going to join us at 1:20. We'll talk some big picture NFL stories with him. And then we'll get to an AMA in an hour.
We're just talking because Telekinesis 69 is he's locked up again, and he's in the same jail with Diddy. And so he's a no snitch. So they got to put him in double PC.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You got to put him in like double protected custody.
I thought he went into witness protection or something when he came out. And they got in trouble again. It's hard to go into witness protection, though, when you have the number 69
on your face,
tattooed on your face.
You got colorful hair.
69 times. Yeah, and yeah.
You got colorful hair.
You look like a character from the Mario Brothers.
They
got
to put him, because he's a known snitch. So they got to put him in double PC.
Yeah.
Like he got to be more protected than Diddy.
Oh, man. Maybe they put him together. Or would that be worse?
Did you see the two being sellies? and did he end up working on beats with him for when we get out? for when we get out.
We got to put a project together.
We got to put a project together when we
somehow
get out.
Somehow Diddy screws him out of the money before they get out.
Like, something like that. Yeah. So yeah.
Still
so,
gets over on him from a contract perspective.
Yeah. Him and
Diddy's trying to buy baby oil from the commissary. They don't have any.
They don't have no baby oil. I don't think they have baby oil.
I would imagine not.
That seemed like that would be like some of you. You better beat somebody's ass, or they come to your cell. You screw it on the ground.
Oh, that'd be a good little trap.
Yeah, man. You bust a dude, shank him in the.
You're thinking like Home Alone style.
Yeah, dog. That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, man. But
I was thinking you use it for something different.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what it's
but
for.
But we don't want to do that.
But we know.
Let's just get the bow.
We know all each other.
Let's just get the bow. Yeah, back page. You could use it to escape. Get all over and then slip through the bars.
I don't think they got bars.
Oh. Oh, yeah, doors. Probably.
Yeah, doors and glasses.
Yeah.
And the glass, you know.
Yeah, like the cartoon idea of what prison is like, I don't think is what it's really
like. Yeah. Yeah, you slide through them damn bars.
All right.
That is an interesting theory, though, just like in the X-Men. When the guy turned into a little water guy and just slid right through the bars.
It just slipped right through.
That's what all that baby oil was for. He knew. He knew something was about to go.
He was loading up to escape maximum security prison.
Or they say he's not eating, so is he like trying to lose all the weight so he can get through the food slot?
There you go.
Yeah, so he can get through that food slot.
So I don't guess, or at least it's not going to go away anytime soon. I guess maybe until the next statue is unveiled. But, man, nobody's going to let this D. Wade statue be lived down. Here is Sir Charles off of Inside the NBA.
But obviously a great honor for D-Wade.
It's a great honor, but they got to take that thing down.
No. Animated.
Not animated.
If you made an animated face and then they made a bronze statue.
If you made an ugly statue, that's what it would look like. That thing's awful.
It's not awful.
That's what it is.
He's making an animated face.
Yeah. Yes, that's
moment.
What he's doing.
That was after he saw the statue right there.
Dude, I watched this one. You know, I actually was watching it this morning because it comes on at 5. And so I was watching it, but and first of all, they were clowning because Charles had on some jeans and Shaq called them some tight ass jeans. Them damn jeans are so tight. Talking about Charles had a BBL, so it was so damn funny. And Zach Shaq said, "Get them Jags, tight ass tags, tight ass jeans."
Charles has a statue. He's got one of those little ones, the Sixers practice facility.
But do you remember how everybody got all enraged when they did one for AI?
Right.
Look at him, that little.
They put
a garden of little statues.
Yeah, they put the smaller ones outside the practice facility in Philadelphia.
But
Charles
has
one.
Charles looked like him, though.
It looks like just like him. Yeah, it looks just like him. Yeah.
So TMZ catches up with Chris Webber. Here are his thoughts.
First of all, my thoughts are D-Wade is the third best two guard of all time. That's Jordan, and then that's D-Wade. And that's a hell of a thing. He's a champion. He's a winner.
Yeah.
But, man, I saw some pictures. It kind of looked like, what's my man, Chris Rock, when he was pooky. smoking crack on
he
the one.
He looked like a crackhead.
Damn, Chris. Like the lead singer from the Five Heartbeats when he was
also a crackhead.
He did not look like
that. He looks like all the crackheads.
I'm having fun with it, and I like D-Wade is too. You know, he tweeted out, "Hey, just come check out the statue if you're gonna talk about it." So.
Whatever, man. My statue,
that look a little bit like Morpheus.
You can't just say he looks like all the crackheads from movies.
That's exactly what he said. He looks like all the crackheads. They're like Eddie Kane and Pookie.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh,
so I
man.
Told Joe yesterday that I had this for you. So here's D. Wade commenting on his own statue.
There we go.
The family at Fine Art Studios did an amazing job.
Thank you.
And I hate that for them because they are in a different world, you know, when it comes to the work that they're doing and what they create. And every time they create something, someone has to come out and say something about their creation that cannot do what they do. And so I know what that feels like because I'm an athlete who people talk. I was a former athlete who people talked about me a lot, but they couldn't do what I do. And so, you know, you learn how to just, you know, laugh, look at it, learn from it, move on, whatever. So we good.
Mic drop.
We good.
Mic drop.
They can't do what I do.
Mic drop.
I bet it does suck, though, for the statue maker.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you make this thing and you're so excited and then everyone's clowning it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Sucks.
Mic drop.
But do a better job. And then, you know.
But he thought he did a better job. He thought he did the job.
He did.
I did see a meme yesterday.
But do you think, that's a great question. Do you think that the statue maker is shocked that the reaction is like this?
There's no doubt about it.
So you think that they did a job? Yes,
they were sure.
They were 100% sure.
Damn.
I saw a meme yesterday with somebody comparing the Ed Reed bust from the Hall of Fame to D. Wade. Ed Reed looked just like him.
Ed Reed is perfect.
Ed Reed is incredible.
Yes.
All the Canton ones are. Like, whoever they have do it is great. And the guy who did the D. Wade one did mostly good. Yeah. Like, every other part's good.
Because the face is kind of bad. Dominique got a statue.
It looks just like
him. It looks like Dominique.
Yeah.
Right.
They did a great job. I bet, like, not that we're thinking about getting into it or anything like that, but, like, I bet that's a pretty... You get a contract to make an athlete statue in front of a stadium.
Oh, that's a loot.
You probably make a pretty good check off that.
That's at least $250.
I would
guess.
Maybe
more.
I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe $250.
I have no. How long do you think that takes?
Oh, I wouldn't know, man.
Long time, right?
Yeah, because like just all the details, of the uniform and the
hair. When they were opening Mercedes-Benz, we got to go down there and do a tour, and they had the artist that made the giant Falcon, dude. Never watched a football game in his life.
No.
Obviously, he's just an artist. But it was hilarious watching the local media interview him about, like, oh, you know, when you were thinking about the statue, you were thinking about the Atlanta Falcons. And he was like, I never watched a game.
He was from, like, thinking about a Falcon.
He was from, like, Denmark. He didn't know anything about any of it. He was just excited to be there.
That Falcon is dope as hell.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So here's one from Sunday. When y'all told me about the Jameis pregame speech, I had to go find it because I had not seen this yet, only Jameis postgame. But, man, you just got to love this guy.
Every one of us have an individual responsibility to go out there and fight for each other. Represent the names on your back. Represents the names that's on your helmet. Well, we don't got no decals. So represent the names. All right? One play at a time. All right? Together. All right, here we go. 703.
I mean, to just be so self-aware, everybody knew what Jameis meant.
You sure?
You know, he didn't have to point that out.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We don't got a decal.
We ain't got no decal.
It's true.
Oh, man. Why is Jameis talking with that voice, though?
I don't know.
His preacher voice.
That's his inspirational voice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys have an inspirational voice when you start getting real?
When I start getting real, I cuss a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't curse because the only... I talk to kids, and I do this every game. But, I have a voice that I use to pump them up. It's more like just my loud, you know, pump them up voice.
You do, like the pregame speech voice.
For
the girls?
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah. Does it sound like that at all? Like,
does it sound like who?
Jameis.
I don't know. It's not that church-like. Mm-hmm. It's more loud and, you know, trying to, you know.
Okay.
No, I don't know, Bo.
Can you give us a taste or no?
Can you pretend Andy's like,
pretend
10-year-olds?
Can we be 10-year-old girls for a minute?
All we got to do is have each other's backs.
There we go. Do you say that to them?
Oh, yeah.
Do they say, yeah, coach? Or do they like,
what
look
do you
at
say
you
on
like 10-year-olds?
Well, so it depends. So we play a lot of green teams. So we adopted, what do we do when we see green? Attack.
Okay.
Like a few years ago.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
So we're playing Collins Hill, Buford, Decula. All these teams have green in them. What do we do when we see green? And they all, attack!
There we go.
I mean, that's it.
That's awesome.
With the face and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Man. You should see their faces.
God, I love
that. They look like they want to go out there and chew somebody's nose off.
Thank you for doing that, actually. That's phenomenal. I have no doubt that gets them pumped up. That's awesome.
It does. You know, it'll have about 9 of them. Then 3 of them will be over there in the dugout just doing their own thing. So it's hard to keep their attention, man.
Yeah, 10.
So, Randy, real quick, did you have any, like, home remedies or anything you used to heal your body when you were in the NFL?
It's my brown liquor days, a lot of Remy Martin.
All right, yeah. All right, Remy, that's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, or the two V's, Viking and the vodka.
All right. So, as if Aaron Rodgers couldn't get any goofier, Aaron Rodgers now believes that he has a home remedy elixir that has maybe been like a fountain of youth to him. Through this 8 crappy games of the season, he says he feels so much better and his body's in great shape. He's mixing cayenne pepper and water.
Yeah, that's to lose weight, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I've heard people talk about that.
Thomas Morstead actually turned him on to this. Yeah, Thomas Morstead used to play for the Saints.
Yeah, it's like to lose weight and stuff.
People will put lemon in there, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it can be like
apparently
a
cayenne pepper
like a
has
detox.
A lot of healing capabilities.
But yeah,
here's the thing. If I'm cayenne pepper, I'm furious. I'm like, last thing I want is this guy endorsing me. They're 2-8 or whatever, 2-6.
Hey, but he feels good.
Don't you look like crap? Like you haven't thrown a 300-yard game in 10 years.
30 games.
Don't be bringing me into this.
Mixes cayenne pepper and ayahuasca. Does that make a different kind of?
I don't know, man. I remember this though. I remember my grandma. She gave me something. I don't know. It smelled all be the damn when you took that lid off. But like she sent it to me. It was like a liniment. But
something she made?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There
oh,
you go.
Man.
That worked.
I don't know what the hell that was. And it smelled really bad.
Did it work?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
But I damn sure rub it on me. unless I'm Wolverine, I will be healing. But because what's the name of that stuff? It's a horse something. Horse.
Like ivermectin?
It's something that won't come up dirty.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh.
And guys would use it. Like, it's a horse something. Anyways, and
sounds,
I don't know if Ms. Brenda knows what it is.
Sounds dangerous.
But the smell of it would come out of their pores. The worst smell you would ever smell.
Wow.
But they would, like, especially a lot of the older guys, they would use it to heal up and everything.
It's like a horse steroid?
It was a horse
something?
Something. It was something. Wow. And it smelled, I'll be the damn. Woo! That stank.
Oh, man. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Back into the Falcons and Cowboys cocktail party. All that good stuff. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.